Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike Dettillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go back to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Big John. Big John, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen, and a very happy birthday, Mike.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You're in the right place. I'm sure Hilbert's going to take good care of you.
Oh, yeah, always does.
Listen, in regards to the poor play on the offensive line and the penalties, one thing that I haven't quite been able to gauge yet with Kellen Moore, and perhaps this can be a question tonight, is the sense of accountability that the players will be held to under this regime. Because we know that kind of slacked off quite a bit under Dennis Allen. Sean, of course, was a master at accountability. What do you see with Kellen Moore in the sense of being able to hold not just the players but also the coaches? Because, you know, we were talking earlier today, and you said that's a coaching thing that you know, caused all those penalties and the poor play on the offensive line.
Come on, there's got to be a middleman between what's being called, what's being coached, and what you got to do. You can't change out all the linemen. So
to me
is a communication issue with your coaches along the offensive line
the
and your offensive linemen.
Well, and the thing is, come on, they're grown-ass men.
Yes.
The coaches, what has to happen is the players like Alvin Kamara, DeMario Davis, and that they got to, you know, get everyone's attention. Man, come on, we count on you. And you don't want to let down your brother. So you have to have a team that is so close where the coaches is trying to point you in the right direction. But you're the ones out there playing, so you have to play for one another. See, a lot of times they go like, oh, the coach lost control of the team. Well, if you have strong leaders in the locker room, that never happens.
That's right.
I'm telling you, if you have the right leaders like Senor, like DeMario Davis or Alvin, who is Cam Jordan, whoever, no, some don't necessarily want to be a leader, but they have players who run that locker room. And so, Big John, that's why, you know, in the offensive line meeting room, like McCoy, who he thinks the quarterback of the defense, the center, right? Well, he needs to, like, look at the, you know, all the linemen, come on, we can't beat a weak link on the team. We got to be the strength of the team and challenge one another that way. But to say, like, the coach has to chew them out or get on them, no. It's like grown men, they'll just turn you off now. And they would look at Kellen Moore, if he did that, he's being fake. Now, Sean Payton does that.
No, that's real.
Different personality.
Yeah.
But you can't be something that you're not, because the players will look right through that. Like one of the greatest coaches I ever had that helped me play the position, helped me make a Pro Bowl, June Jones. I always thought June Jones was an outstanding coach, but he was too nice.
They take advantage of you.
Where in college they tell you yes, sir, no, sir, and all that. In the pros, they might give you the one-finger salute. And then, you know, and you might get in a heated argument, and then you drop an F-bombs at one another. So it's all a matter. You go, hey, look, you touch my money, I touch yours. We all trying to work together to win. But to me, a lot of times it's too much. Oh, the coach has lost the team. No, the players within that locker room have not played that team concept of having each other's back, and they're being selfish.
Bob, talk a little bit about it, because it's not the same as a regular job. Okay,
no.
Sports world and being in that football locker room is totally different if you go into work, no matter where you at.
They ain't no damn human resources in the NFL locker room. You know, like you go to work, it's like, oh, I'm going to turn you in. That was inappropriate. Inappropriate. It's a locker room. We all take showers together. What are you talking about? So what's inappropriate? No, that's why you
people
can't.
People don't get that part,
no,
Bob.
No.
I'm just telling you. They don't understand
you
it.
You can't be sensitive. And you can't be thin-skinned. You can't hold grudges. One snap and clear. I mean, you could, like, get in a fight with someone, and then the next day you go and have a beer together. or just hanging out. You got to be thick-skinned, and you can't. And normally, if you get to that level, you've seen enough and been around that you're not going to be overly sensitive. Now, you probably could be an overly sensitive golfer, I don't know, or tennis player because you're playing by yourself.
Yes, you can.
You know, you can do whatever. You can. Oh, I'm firing my coach. I'm going to get a new coach. But when you play in a team sport, you better get it. Better be able to get along with human beings, and not everybody can be an alpha. You have certain alpha dogs who, like Alvin Kamara, he's an alpha. You know, I guarantee he controls that running back meeting room. And although you're not going to respect Alvin, he got skins on the wall. So all of those little bitty things, that all comes about.
I'd like to see who's the guy in that offensive line.
It'd have to be McCoy. I don't know. And
his personality.
He's not a hard ass, but I think just by his leadership.
Respect for his play.
Yeah, his play and where he's at, thought of amongst the league leaders. But I don't. We don't have no Conrad Doblas on offensive line. You know, like some mean son of a gun. We don't have those kind of dudes on our O line.
Okay, when you were there, Stan was the leader.
Stan Brock, without a doubt.
And you could choose Stan out, and it would be okay.
No,
but you couldn't do that with a Darren Gilbert.
No, Stan didn't want me telling him that. Come on, Stan, you got to play better. He looked at me like, what? He wanted me to, like, dog cuss him, like, you know. And then if I tell another player the same thing how I talk to Stan, then they would block words. That means I'd get hit more. So then you have to tell him. Like, you need to be a sports psychologist. Okay, just keep working hard. You can do it.
Keep fighting,
you know, and then encourage him. So how you treat people, that's all.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, Spencer Rattler is a fighter.
Yeah, I believe that.
That's one thing. Spencer Rattler got some moxie in him. All what he's going through, he's fighting. He's not sheepish. I think he's going about it the right way. But you have to win, and then when you win, then you know get more respect from your teammates and all. But they look at Spencer Rattler's fighting out there for him.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.